Tim Pool, a man who built his reputation on transparency, anti-establishment journalism, and calling out the media elite, admitted that he sat in a private meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu under a little-known confidentiality agreement called the Chatham House Rule. Watch this.
Last night I wasn't here. I got late word that I was invited to a private roundtable meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. It was under what's called Chatham House rules. For those that are not familiar, this means that you cannot reveal anybody who attended, nor attribute anything to any one individual, as they can deny it, and they would. However, what I love about what the White House is currently doing, when you bring together a bunch of influencers and podcasters who don't know much about journalism culture, whatever you want to call it, not that we respect it tremendously, most people didn't know what Chatham House meant. So with all due respect, it's funny because they bring us into the Blair House, which is where Netanyahu was staying. And immediately people are walking around with their cameras, their phones up. They actually took our phones from us. And I legit thought they would maintain Chatham House rules, meaning you can't quote the prime minister, you can't quote his officials and the other people who were there, but you can report what was said generally. If you wanted an official quote on a specific matter, you would then ask an official once the meeting was wrapped and they provide you the exact quote. Or they would just say outright, like, we ain't putting our quotes on that one.
Okay, so this should alarm you because this wasn't just a conversation. It was a controlled environment curated by a foreign government with the explicit purpose of shaping how you, the audience, see the world. And the people who agreed to this meeting weren't diplomats. They weren't intelligence analysts. They weren't even traditional journalists. They were independent journalists and influencers, the people you trust because you believe they aren't controlled. And now they are. So what is the Chatham House rule? So let's pause and explain exactly what this rule is, because the devil is in the details and most people have never even heard of it. So the Chatham House rule was created in 1927 by the Royal Institute of International Affairs in London, aka the Chatham House. It was designed to encourage open, honest dialogue during times of war or diplomacy or instability. So here's the official definition. When a meeting or part thereof is held under the Chatham House rule, participants are free to use the information received, but neither the identity nor the affiliation of the speakers nor that of any other participant may be revealed. So let's break that down into plain English. You can repeat what was said, but you can't say who said it or where they work or where they're from or that they were even in the room. So the idea was that people could speak honestly without getting fired or starting a war or causing a scandal. Now, that makes sense for high-stakes diplomacy, like two countries trying to stop a war without alarming their citizens. But here's the catch. This wasn't a peace summit. This was a foreign government talking to YouTubers behind closed doors. That's not diplomacy. That's message control. So here's the hard truth. The Chatham House rule was never meant to be used by journalists or commentators or anyone whose whole brand is, I tell you what the establishment won't. Because the second someone in media agrees to keep a source secret, not for safety, but for strategy, they stop being a watchdog and they become a guard dog. And that's exactly what happened here. Now, according to reporting from the Jewish Insider, which, by the way, Tim Pool called fake news while also admitting it was mostly accurate, this closed door meeting happened at Blair House, which is the official guest house of the U.S. president, right across from the White House. So who was in the room? On the influencer side, you have Tim Pool, prominent YouTuber. Dave Rubin, also a prominent YouTuber, former press secretary Sean Spicer, editor-in-chief of The Federalist Molly Hemingway, Bethany and Seth Mandel, who both write for The New York Post and Washington Examiner, mommy blogger Jessica Krause, and host of Newsmax, David J. Harris Jr. And on the Israeli side, you have Netanyahu himself, his top diplomatic advisor, and the Israeli ambassador to the U.S. No cameras, no transcripts, just a government, a message, and a room full of people who control what millions of Americans see online. So what was the topic? Well, the goal was to address the growing anti-Israel backlash in right-wing media, especially among pro-Trump populist and Gen Z influencers who are watching footage from Gaza and beginning to question everything. So according to multiple attendees, including Tim, he raised the possibility that Qatar might be manipulating social media algorithms to push anti-Semitic or anti-Israel content. Let's watch what he says about that.
I said there has been a report released from pro-Israel sources alleging Qatar is funding bots and operations to promote anti-Israel content. Is there any evidence that's true? And he said, I don't know. It's possible. That's what happened. I did not say they actually were doing that because I don't know that they're actually doing it. However, I did to a variety of people express what I've expressed on this show, that there are clearly bots that are anti-Israel and anti-Semitic. That is not to say that people who are critical of Israel don't exist or that no one is critical of Israel. People certainly are.
Okay, so in other words, maybe the outrage isn't real. Maybe it's bots. And Netanyahu's answer was, it's possible, which was just enough to plant the seed in all of these influencers to get the word out there. So think about what just happened. A foreign leader met with a group of influential American voices. They agreed not to say who said what. They left that meeting and started repeating the key ideas without telling their audiences where those ideas came from. That's not independent media. That's PR. That's narrative laundering. It's taking talking points from the top of a foreign power structure and repackaging them as grassroots, authentic thought. This story matters because it strikes at the core of what people believe about alternative media. These guys are rebels. They don't take orders. They don't play the DC game. They're not CNN in a hoodie. But guess what? The moment power invited them in, they showed up. They sat down. They listened. They took notes. And now they're feeding you the exact messages the government wanted them to deliver without telling you where those messages came from. So let me ask you, if Anderson Cooper did this, would you trust him? Then why would you trust Tim Pool? Now, here's a story I've never told until now. This all reminded me of something that happened to me personally back in March of 2020 when I was invited onto Tim Pool's podcast. Before we went live, myself and some of his staff were just hanging out in the kitchen, just talking, and I casually mentioned that I had just returned from a trip to the West Bank. Not even a political statement, just a fact. And immediately, like snapping fingers, his three staffers all jumped in. We're pro-Israel. Yep, very, very pro-Israel. Not, oh, really? What did you see? Oh, that's interesting. Tell us more. Just a shutdown. And I remember thinking, that's really odd. Now, that was really fast. That was robotic. That seemed rehearsed. It didn't feel like a personal opinion. Their response felt automatic and pre-programmed. Now, I didn't understand it at the time. But after watching this Netanyahu meeting unfold, after seeing how over the past few months, Tim himself has defended Israel in nonsensical ways, now I get it. That moment wasn't an opinion. It was a line. Now, we used to be afraid of censorship, and we still should be. But the bigger threat today isn't silencing speech. It's manipulating it. Not banning content, but pushing certain voices to the top. Not jailing dissidents, but inviting them to dinner. Not attacking critics, but infiltrating the platforms you trust the most. This isn't conspiracy. This is strategy. And you're watching it in real time. So the next time someone says, I'm just asking questions, ask yourself this. Who did they meet with last week? What were the rules? What didn't they tell you? Because the biggest threat to free speech isn't just the government. It's when influencers become informal agents of power and still pretend they're not. Now, you might say, well, Tim admitted it. Yeah, sure, after the Jewish Insider outed him. Now, if everybody on the named list, only Tim and David Harris Jr. have acknowledged the meeting. The rest haven't. And even if they do, is it a limited hangout? Just enough to make you trust but not give the full story? So the next time someone tells you they're fighting the establishment, but they're sitting in rooms with foreign leaders under secret rules, they're not rebels, they're not journalists, they're not even independent. They're part of the machine, just wearing different clothes. And if they can't be honest with you about that, then why trust them to be honest with you about anything? If you're still tossing and turning at night and feeling edgy during the day, then let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it actually works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything from sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients, no fillers, just premium CBD. I personally really love the stress relief in the product called Awe, which is right there on your screen. I've been using these daily, and they really do help relax me after the show. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, then make the change like millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CB Distillery and use promo code Kim. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code Kim, cbdistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Thank you for watching this clip from the full Kim Iverson Show, which you could catch Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, by going to kimiversonshow.com. You'll catch it live. It is free to watch. 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.